is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Hey, we've got some free stuff for you, free content that you can't get if you're watching our videos at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Oh, that's fine. But if you download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, you actually get some added bonus material you can't get from Rumble. I'll tell you about that before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, an orchestrated crisis. That is, of course, our southern border. Continuing the story from yesterday, not only did we release 12 to 15,000 mainly Haitian migrants into the country with notices to appear, which means they will probably never be found or exported or deported again, tens of thousands more migrants are on their way northward. They're being helped by non-government organizations. One of them has finally gone public. Ireneo Mujica, director of the Pueblo Sin Fronteras, which means people without borders, said that they will be providing shelter and safety to migrants and refugees in transit when a new Haitian caravan steps off from Tapachula, Mexico on October 25th, whether or not the Mexican government approves, according to Mujica. He says that more than 800 Haitians and Central Americans are crossing the border with Guatemala every day, making their way north. That's 24,000-25,000 a month. Well, Panama's foreign minister confirms this. She's warned that roughly 60,000 people have crossed over from Colombia through the Darien Gap in recent months, more than 85,000 since January, making their way north. The pace is increasing, as we said yesterday, as they've heard that children and pregnant women, families with children or pregnant women, are getting preferential treatment from American authorities, and so they're heading northward. Meanwhile, the Colombian government, as I said yesterday, says there's another 20,000 on their side of the Darien Gap waiting to head northward. So far, only the Mexican government along this route has been stopping these migrants. Thousands of people stopped there because the Mexican government's not willing to give them travel papers required to get past National Guard and National Immigration Institute checkpoints. They will probably find their way eventually past those groups. Again, there are other NGOs, I'm sure, who are providing the necessary logistics to bring these people northward. They clearly are not walking all this way and feeding themselves along the way on their own without outside assistance. What is the end game? Why is the Biden administration encouraging them to come over? Now, I'm not sharing this information with you to make you angry. This is not really a political statement. This is just the world in which we live. Be prepared. Because as we continue to allow more than a million illegal migrants per year into the country, this country is going to change in the years ahead. The world we leave our children and grandchildren will be very different from the one we have now. As Christians, our mission remains the same. Make disciples of all nations, even those who are coming here. In some sense, that makes our job easier. Topic number 4. The end game of the war on cash. Been talking about this for quite some time. Economists and government agencies saying that we're going to stop producing high dollar bills because only terrorists and tax cheats use $100 bills. Not really true, but the point is to push us toward a digital currency. And because Bitcoin and Ethereum have gained a following now, people who appreciate the financial privacy that they offer. See, they operate outside the system, so the government doesn't know who you're spending your money with or what you're spending it on. Governments can't have that. And so central banks are now working on developing their own digital currencies, CBDCs, central bank digital currencies. China and the UK are farthest along, thinking the UK that they may have theirs out by 2025. Even here in the United States, the Federal Reserve Bank, a little slow to catch on, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell has announced there will be a report on a digital dollar coming soon. But here's the thing. It's bad enough that these central bank digital currencies would be tied into an official financial system so that the government would know everything that you do financially. You would have no financial privacy any longer. They want to take it a step further and make these digital dollars programmable. Programmable so that they can control what you spend your money on, and with whom. This is not conspiracy theory. This was announced by the head of the International Settlement Bank, Augustin Karstens, at a conference earlier this year. He said, quote, the key difference with a central bank digital currency is that the central bank would have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. Central bank liability is the digital dollar, and have the technology to enforce that, end quote. They want to make it programmable. So not only do they know what you're spending it on and with whom, they can control what you're spending it on with whom. There have been other articles in mainstream publications like The Telegraph in the UK from with quotes from a director of the Bank of England, for example, Britain's central bank, making the same point. Quote, you could introduce programmability. This is Tom Mutton, who's the director being quoted by The Telegraph. There could be some socially beneficial outcomes from that, preventing activity which is seen to be socially harmful in some way, end quote. I know there have been a lot of people over the last 18 months asking the question, is the vaccine the mark of the beast? No. This is what it's going to look like. Topic number three, Lebanon. Lebanese people can't catch a break. You remember the big explosion? Hundreds of tons of ammonium nitrate exploded in Beirut August of last year, killed about 200 people, leveled big chunks of a city that was once called the Paris of the Middle East. Well, over the weekend, the Lebanese army announced it seized over 28 tons of ammonium nitrate during a raid at a gas station in the Bekaa Valley near the border with Syria. It's an area where terrorists are known to operate. Now, ammonium nitrate is a fertilizer. The Bekaa Valley is a rich agricultural region, so that might have just been fertilizer. But again, it's the same compound that was used to blow up a big chunk of Beirut last August, probably an accident caused by welders working too closely to this unstable and unsafely stored fertilizer. But on Saturday, if that wasn't bad enough, on Saturday, the country went into a total blackout. The two power plants supplying electricity to Lebanon ran out of fuel. Whole country went dark. In Beirut, the only light was from car headlights. Jordan has agreed to sell electricity to Lebanon, but that's going to take about a year to set up. The power was turned back on Monday, after the army gave up some of its fuel supplies to put those power plants back online. A new government took over in Lebanon recently. This is the first since that explosion at the port back in August of last year. But Israeli analyst, retired Brigadier General Asaf Orion told CBN News that the only real power in Lebanon is Hezbollah. Orion said, Lebanon is not a failed state. It is a fake state. It's just there to give political cover and international respectability to Hezbollah. And the Lebanese people, meanwhile, are going through the worst economic crisis in the world in the last 150 years, according to the World Bank, or one of the worst anyway. The currency in Lebanon has lost 90% of its value in recent months, swiping out the lifetime savings of many of its citizens. Difficult, difficult situation for the people of Lebanon. Topic number two, apparently we're all anti-vaxxers now. If you have declined to take the vaccine, for any reason, personal, medical, political, whatever, you've probably been called an anti-vaxxer at this point. But now, according to Merriam-Webster, the definition includes anyone who just opposes the idea that the government should have the right and the power to compel you to inject a pharmaceutical into your body against your will. Now, again, you know, people who are normally fine with vaccines but object to the government just telling you, you have to do this or else. According to Merriam-Webster, as of last month, that now makes you an anti-vaxxer. This is how we live now, apparently, in the 21st century. One note, by the way, on religious exemptions. Friends have been using the religious exemption to opt out of vaccine mandates with employers because many of these vaccines have been tested on fetal cell lines, cells that have been cultured from tissue harvested from aborted babies some 40 years ago. They're just cultured and developed, grown in the lab, and used for testing purposes. Understandable, but bear in mind, some employers are catching on to this now. For example, one hospital system in Arkansas has required that any employees who are using the religious exemption to opt out of the vaccine mandate also sign an affidavit attesting and affirming that they will swear off a number of common over-the-counter medications, that have also been tested on fetal cell lines. That includes Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol, aspirin, Tums, Lipitor, Motrin, Senecot, ibuprofen, Malox, Exlax, Benadryl, Sudafed, Albuterol, that's an asthma medication, Preparation H, the MMR vaccine, Claritin, Zoloft, Prilosec, OTC, and azithromycin, all of which were tested on fetal cell lines. So again, I understand the religious exemption and the moral repugnancy of testing on human tissue, but bear in mind, employers are catching on. Just a heads up. Coming up, where have all the workers gone? That's next on 5 and 10.
The Anasazi, very mysterious culture. Why would they need to build things, 40, 50 feet up in the air? Why did they suddenly vanish and no one really knows what happens to them?
They were very mysterious because they appeared to have had some advanced knowledge regarding astronomical phenomena. And also they disappeared. They suddenly disappeared from the Earth.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion, at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, good help is hard to find. Actually, right now, any help is hard to find. The number of job openings in the United States right now is an all-time high, and it has been since June. And at the same time, record numbers of people have been quitting their jobs month after month and apparently not going back to work. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, says the shortages are due to three things: the virus, people are afraid of going back to work and contracting COVID-19, the unprecedented times in which we live, which means what exactly, and workers rethinking what they want. Okay, I can relate to that. I've gone through several periods of rethinking what I want during my adult life. But again, we have more job openings than we have people who are unemployed right now. And it's causing problems at stores, supply chain issues, as we've talked about over the past few weeks. And it really begs the question, if people are quitting their jobs and not going back to work, now that the enhanced unemployment benefits have expired most parts of the country, how are people making car payments? How are they paying rent? How are they putting food on the table? It is a puzzle. Jobs are out there. Things are getting desperate for employers. We see this chart here shows the number of jobs or number of workers available, potential workers for each open job. The number of potential workers out there for each open job right now stands at 0.8. There are more open jobs than we have people to fill them in the United States. We do not have an unemployment crisis. We have an employment crisis. People don't want to go back to work. You're seeing sign-on bonuses being offered for truck drivers, for even grocery store workers in some cases. It's gotten so bad that here in our corner of the Ozarks, in Springfield, Missouri, a group of business owners got together, pooled their money, and put up a billboard at a very prominent spot in town, which had a very direct message directed at people who are choosing not to work right now. Get to work. You can read the first line. I'm not going to read that. But basically, they're saying, apply anywhere. Everybody is hiring. Almost every corner you go through at a major intersection here in our corner of the Ozarks, there are signs, call here, you're working, sign-on bonus. What's going on? It is hard to imagine. This is not a sustainable situation. Well, this weekend, we launch the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference, a virtual conference. We pray that by next year, we will be back together and meeting face-to-face once again, because we miss seeing you and fellowshipping with you. But for the next 90 days, beginning Friday at midnight Central Time, that's Central Time US, UTC-5 if you're somewhere else on planet Earth, we release all of the video presentations and the brand new documentary film by award-winning filmmaker Josh Peck, The Great Delusion, about the UFO alien abduction phenomenon, or UFO disclosure, if you will. Features interviews with experts like L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Luis Elizondo, and some of the last interviews, well, never previously shown interviews with the late Chris Putnam, Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings. Tom Horn is in the film. Josh had me sit down because the two of us collaborated on a book about 4 years ago on the UFO phenomenon, The Day the Earth Stands Still. That film and all of the presentation, hours and hours of cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Gary Bates, producer of the documentary film Alien Intrusion, Joe Jordan, president, co-founder of CE4 Research Group. They work specifically with people who believe they're being abducted and contacted by aliens, showing them it is a spiritual phenomenon. You'll hear from Joe Jordan, Guy Malone, a guy that we like to call our missionary to Roswell, New Mexico, Tyler Gilreath, Gospel Over Gods, David Hevner, Hollywood Insider, Colonel David Giamona, and Troy Anderson, co-authors of The Military Guide to Armageddon, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Pastor Carl Gallups, so many others. You can find a complete list of presenters and topics, well, the presenters anyway. We're still getting the topics lined up, but get a complete list of the speakers and a place to register at defenderconference.com. Take advantage of this, defenderconference.com. Our SkyWatch TV tour of Israel is like no other. Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat will join Sharon and me and our colleagues from SkyWatch TV, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, as we take you places other tours just will not visit. We go through Judea and Samaria. 80% of the Bible's history takes place in Samaria. It's what the world calls the West Bank. But if you don't go into the West Bank, you don't see Joshua's altar. You don't see Bethel. You don't see the footprints of God, the Gilgal, that the late archaeologist Adam Zertal discovered. We've got a program coming up on the Bible's Greatest Mysteries about those with Aaron Lipkin. You'll get some awesome drone footage of these Gilgal. And speaking of Gilgal, there's Gilgal Rephaim in the Golan Heights, the Stonehenge of the Middle East, except that it's a lot older and a lot bigger than Stonehenge in England. You can find out more and get a complete breakdown of costs, a sample itinerary, and more. Reserve your place for the SkyWatch TV Israel tour at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, we continue the fascinating discussion with Josh Peck and Dr. Ken Johnson about their research into the Essenes and their unique calendar and their understanding of end times prophecy. They saw the final age of man, the final jubilee, beginning in 2025. It does feel like we're getting close to the end, but you can find out the specifics from Josh and Ken and Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the rest of the SkyWatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule is online, skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can have us broadcast on your schedule just by adding the SkyWatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. That gets you all of our video content, not just the broadcast show each week, but the new programs, Simply His, Return to Eden, Health Program, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, along with Unraveling Revelation and more. All of that on your smartphone or on your television set, your smartphone or tablet. That's where you install the free SkyWatch TV mobile app, which not only gets you all the video content, it gets you the free content, news that the mainstream media overlooks, and free samples from Defender Publishing Books. Tom Horn just posted part 41. Excerpt 41 from his new book, Zeitgeist 2025. Now think about that. You're getting a big chunk of the book for free just by putting the app on your smartphone or tablet. It works for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have links to their app stores to make it easy at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.